What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Who knows about Burrow? Here is the rookie, Kroski Merritt. Touchdown, Washington.
That was, you know, one of those vintage 80s counter tray, and it just parts, you know, the C's part and untouched until he crossed the goal line. He's got good vision. He's got good burst. And he looks, you know, the part so far. It's going to be interesting between him and Rodriguez. If we assume, and I think it's safe to assume, Brian Robinson Jr. is not going to be on this roster at this point, especially after yesterday where they sort of mutually agreed to keep him from the game. Not going to put him at risk. He probably doesn't want to be put at risk either. Who will be out there on that first series against the Giants? It was Rodriguez last night, but Kroski Merritt, old Bill, he looked good, but was still in there in the second half. I thought that was at least notable. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I do want to tell you about our good friends at Foley Mechanical. Our HVAC system was giving us some problems, and my wife, she doesn't mess around when it comes to comfort. We called Foley Mechanical. Dan Foley is the best. He came out himself. He dealt with her directly, which was super impressive. Dan owns 100% of the company. It's not a franchise. It's not some big private equity firm. He controls the quality from the equipment to the people he hires and his team. They are professional, skilled, and sharp. Foley Mechanical is full service heating, air conditioning, hot water, and boilers. And they are the go-to for older homes with radiator heat, a real specialty. They work across D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, and they proudly install Amana HVAC equipment. If your system needs help or you just want it done right, call Foley Mechanical or go to FoleyMechanical.com and tell Dan that I sent you. Foley Mechanical, great new sponsor, and I'm telling you, a great high service quality company. They did a great job for us. All right, 301-230-0980. What'd you like? What didn't you like? If you want to weigh in on Terry not being there, if you want to weigh in on who the starting back will be in replacement of Brian Robinson Jr. on opening day against the Giants, have at it. Phone lines are open. I've not asked you, Max, what were your big takeaways from last night?
So the big takeaways from last night, I mean, I was at the game, so it was, it was a good environment for a preseason game. I haven't been to one in a minute, but the offense, the first team offense, I thought looked really good. The second and third teams less so. I'm a little worried about depth at corner after Noah Igbinoghene, because that Bobby Price was getting he was getting that work, and Carlin Vigors was too. So it was pretty tough for those twos. And I mean, they were playing Joe Burrow in the second quarter, so you know you're not going to live up to it. But it's still a cause for concern for me. I thought the defensive line looked pretty good early. The penetration, just having Joe Burrow running around like just running in circles. It was kind of shocking. I was worried that Zach Taylor was going to get his boy killed in the preseason on the same field that he tore his ACL on a couple years ago. But credit to him, Joe stayed upright and healthy for the most part. But overall, I liked what I saw out of the starters. The depth is kind of concerning for me at, you know, at receiver and at corner. Those are my two teams are.
Yeah, Trey Amos was held out last night with a hamstring,
yes.
So we'll certainly monitor that. But I'm sure they had some plans for him, had he been healthy, to be out there for a while. But again, you only got, you know, 10 snaps that opening drive for Higgins and Chase.
Right.
And then it was all of their backup wide receivers as well. All right, let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, go ahead.
Hey,
I love the running game. I think that's the most important thing. I think the running game, look, if Jaden had a running game last year, this team probably wins 14 games. They probably won the division. And I'm of the opinion if they have a running game, everything works very well with them. About the Terry situation, I go with what Jaden has said. I do think he will be here. And I think Jaden would probably know better than anybody else. Why he didn't show up last night, I don't know. But I do think Terry will be here. But I will say this. If Terry's not at the game on Saturday with Baltimore, that's a terrible red flag coming up. If he's not there, we got – I mean, it's DEFCON 1 at that time, at that point.
You got the DEFCON scale correct, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Good job.
I will say this. The things I didn't like – Kevin, can we – look, if this team is going to be a dynasty, it's going to be because of this draft. No, just hear me out. Hear me out, Kevin. Hear me out. This draft, the 25 draft, everybody is a contributor. But the 24 draft, outside of Jaden, Sanders Hill, and Newton, I mean, Luke McCaffrey, I think it's time for Adam Peters to say, look, this Saturday, you got to show me something. Now, what could save him, what could save Luke, is Noah Brown being put on the pup, which I'm almost assured that's going to happen any day now. He's going to be up on the pup for the first four games, plus Luke plays special teams, and they're going to make damn sure they don't put him on. And they may put him on punt return and kickoff return so you can push Jalen Lane as that third receiver if you don't have Noah Brown, which I think they should anyway. Great show, Kevin.
Thanks, Mark. The draft in 2024 has produced, first and foremost, an elite-level quarterback. You will never, ever be able to look back on the 2024 draft if Jaden Daniels ends up having the career we believe he is perhaps on the verge of having and say anything negative about that draft. Not to mention that Mikey Sanders still looks like a massive get. Johnny Newton, I think, will prove out to be a contributor at the very least. Brandon Coleman's already contributed. So four players out of nine would be an unbelievable hit rate percentage-wise for a draft. You don't bat 100%. You don't bat 90 or 80 or 70%. I know Howie Roseman's had some incredible drafts. Kudos to him. But the average of, you know, hit rate 3 years after a draft in terms of players who are still on the roster and contributing is about 36%. All right? They've already got three absolute contributors, probably four. And I still think Sinnott and McCaffrey and McGee have a shot. I know they like John Baptiste, you know, so we'll see whether or not he develops as a seventh rounder. Hampton's the one that's gone, but I've heard this from some of you that, man, the 24 draft, not a good look for, you know, the guy that in the moment you thought was playing chess when he traded back with Howie Roseman and took San Ristil and Sinnott. You got to wait on these things. You've got to wait 3 years. You know, just like the 22 draft, the trade back with New Orleans that produced Dotson and Brian Robinson Jr. and Sam Howell and Cole Turner. My God, if I had a nickel for all of you that called in or tweeted me or emailed me to say, wow, that's how you handle the draft. I mean, chess to, you know, New Orleans' checkers. No. You got to wait. We have no idea how it'll play out. We need 3 years. 3 years later, New Orleans got the best of that deal. And without question, Washington should have stuck at 11 and taken Kyle Hamilton. Period. 301-230-0980. Follow-up to last night. Let's go to our guy Lap in D.C. Lap, go ahead, man.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? How's it going, bro?
It's going well. Turn that radio down if you don't mind.
What'd you say?
Yeah, just turn that radio down. I think you did it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like what I've seen from Jaden. I wish he would have threw more. Running game looked pretty good.
Threw more. How about throw once?
Just throw once. I'm a little scared with this secondary, the depth overall on both sides. And I don't want Debo doing those trick plays and all of that. I really want him strictly wide out. I think we got running backs that can do that. Eckler can do that. I just don't like, because I'm just fearful that he might get injured, man. And that's
he can get injured on a catch too. But he's a jet sweep. You know, work him in as many ways as you can as a weapon. We're going to see things that maybe he didn't even do in San Francisco, you know, with a really creative coordinator. I'm all for it.
And Tinsley, man, I really liked him. I told you about him a while back.
I remember. We could have kept a lot of you guys said it.
Yep. I told you, yeah. And we definitely could use him now because Luke McCaffrey and Noah Brown, all them guys could go. I would get Tinsley right now, bro. He is amazing. And undrafted, man. That's what's so impressive. Like, these guys was drafted, and they're not showing you anything remotely close to what he's doing, Kevin. But we'll see, man. We'll see. I'm hoping Terry get out there, too. So we'll see, man. But thanks for taking my call, bro. Good show.
Yeah, appreciate it. You know, Mitchell Tinsley, if he turns out to be, you know, a receiver playing regular season games in the NFL, you know, I heard Joe Burrow last night talk about him. I read a little bit afterwards some of these Cincinnati people talking about him. Man, there's something to be said for the ability, first and foremost, but then the ability to be smart, to be humble, to be a worker, to have that, you know, understanding adversity, being able to face adversity, overcome it. That's that guy right now here in year three, right? 23 undrafted, so two seasons. Yeah, it would have been nice to have Mitchell Tinsley on this roster. I bet you Cincinnati, look, last night's the perfect opportunity for a team in need of a wide receiver to say, hey, we'll throw you a sixth rounder for this guy, but I don't know that they'll let him get away with the way they were talking about him. Let's go to Billy in Chantilly. Billy, go ahead.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Mitchell Tinsley is a classic example of why it's such a high priority to have a really great quarterback on your organization, because that guy showed a lot, and I'm sure throughout the preseason, whenever he was out there, he never got any balls thrown to him so he could show what he could do.
Well, and Jake Browning was the one throwing him the balls last night, not Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Well, exactly right. If I'm a Cincinnati fan, by the way, I'm out of my mind this morning with what I saw with Burrow. I mean, get that guy off the field. He gosh darn near got himself knocked out of the game.
It was kind of interesting, right? I mean, you know, there is a case to be made that guys don't play enough football before they have to play football. And, you know, there have been plenty of people, you know, led by guys like Doc Walker, who have said that summer after summer for the last 10 summers, when the whole idea of how preseason got handled really shifted. I think it was Sean McVay as much as anybody else that just didn't play anybody. Cincinnati's taking a different approach, that's for sure. Certainly not, you know, old school, like they're playing a half or into the second half, but playing a lot more than other teams are playing their guys.
Love Doc, huge respect. Totally agree with that philosophy. I totally agree that guys need to get hit and tackled and put into the ground and get themselves ready to play, except for the quarterback.
Yeah.
When you have the quarterback, you got guys that are second round picks out there trying to make second teamers trying to make a name for themselves. You got your number one quarterback out there. Guys are looking to put him into the ground like a nail.
Not only that, Billy, a guy that's had injury problems and missed significant parts of seasons already in his career.
And that was not a horse collar tackle, by the way. That's
a bad
call.
Yeah, I thought it was questionable.
That should have been the Terry thing is bad. I don't care how good for business is. This is just bad. I mean, this is like, as a longtime fan, Kevin, I know you're in this boat, and I know you feel differently. You feel like management's doing a good job negotiating. Sometimes things that are good for business are bad for business. This is just bad for business, man. This guy should have been in there all year. I don't care what it takes. I don't care what precedent it sets for any other negotiation. When somebody sits down and say, well, you paid Terry, You just say to him, well, you're not Terry. Terry is a made guy, and Terry should be getting paid, and he should be getting out there. And it's just, it is putting a damper on a season for me.
They're offering to pay him, Billy. That's the disconnect here with, I think, with a lot of people, at least based on the things that I've heard and talked to people about. They have made him, in their mind's eye, a very generous offer that they don't have to make because they like him, because they want him. He and his agent, I think, are just a little bit out there in terms of how they see themselves in terms of what the contract should look like. And the team's just not going anywhere near a Justin Jefferson deal or a DK Metcalf deal. They're not.
The agent is out of his depth. That being said, sign him anyway. Sign him anyway.
You can't. Can't give in at this point. Then you got people doing the same thing next summer. Look,
it doesn't matter. We're talking about Terry. He's the main guy.
If this were a conversation about, let's just say, Devontae Adams at 30, it might be different. But part of this, Billy, is they think he's really good, but they don't think that he's elite. They don't think that they can't do something and be efficient offensively without him. They want him. They know they're better with him than without him, but they're not about to break the bank for Terry McLaurin entering his age 30 season. They're just not.
Not elite. But he is an elite-level teammate. And to me, that's worth it when you're trying to win a Super Bowl and you have a quarterback like Jaden Daniels. Can't wait for the season.
Yeah, me too. Bones, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Kevin. Good morning. Shout out to my man, Max. You know,
Max.
What I like was that my main man, Jaden Daniels, looked very comfortable back there calling the plays, right? And what I don't like is that, man, you know, we got a dilemma, man. We don't know who's going to be our backup quarterback, man.
It's going to be Marcus Mariota, unless he's legitimately more hurt than we know.
Right. That's the big secret right there. And then we got to find us somebody to throw the ball to, man. You know, we need somebody that's going to catch the ball outside of Deebo Samuel. You know, who was the tight end? Because I ain't seen no tight end getting no action yesterday.
Well, Zach Ertz didn't play.
Some blocking. Yeah, true. True that. But, you know, overall, you know, I'm impressed. I know the defense going to show up. We really not going to be on all cylinders until the third regular season of the game. That's my take on it, Cam. Love you guys, man. Peace.
Bones, per usual, your first part of this was spot on. JD5, he in four snaps, three of them handing the ball off. But the one in which he scored, it was just a reminder of just how devastating he can be to an opponent. JYD in DC, go ahead.
How you doing, Kevin?
What's up, JYD?
I looked at the game in a different perspective.
Okay.
I looked at it to say, what was there to be so happy about? Yes, you found out that you can do without Brian Robinson or whatever, but you also played against a horrible defense that played your Cincinnati's defense plays like a third or fourth string defense. The play that Daniels ran on, he should have been lit up. The defense has no ferociousness or whatever. So whatever. You only become a good defense is when you become ferocious. Same thing with our defense. Not very good considered or whatever, because You still make boneheaded plays that cause you not to be able to get off the field against good quarterbacks, which you will be playing against this year more than you did last year. Or whatever.
Yeah.
You think you can make those kind of mistakes against Patrick Mahomes that you have a chance to get him off the field, but you make a boneheaded play? You know that he's trying to draw you offside. You've been playing long enough in the National Football League to know that.
Yep. Yeah, Frankie Louvu jumping off sides. That first defensive drive wasn't great. I'll concede that.
And if I'm Peters, I'm certainly looking at the practice squad of the Bengals, because I would be looking to see if, just in case, they put Tinsley on the practice squad.
I don't think they're going to do that.
I would grab him immediately.
I don't think they're going to do that. That would be a shocker after last
now,
night, because he'd be picked up immediately.
One more thing.
Yep.
The draft that we had was, yes, it was productive, but I don't give Peters so much credit because of Daniels, simply because me and you could have picked Daniels. It was
the two of us could have picked Daniels, but there were a lot of people that thought McCarthy or Drake May made more sense.
Yeah,
I'm not saying. I'm by the way, both could end up being excellent quarterbacks. Also,
I think me and your eye would have said it's either going to be the kid Daniels or Caleb Williams. I think that's where it would have went. Whatever.
Yeah. Thanks.
McCarthy and him will probably, you know, will develop into a good quarterback. But I still think it's going to show that he's got a ways to go to be in the conversation. In fact, right now I think Bo Nix is better than McCarthy.
Yeah, we'll see. McCarthy obviously didn't get a chance last year in Minnesota with the knee injury in preseason. Thanks, JYD, as always. Those of you on hold, stay there. 301-230-0980. What did you like from last night? What didn't you like from last night? There's something that I haven't mentioned about the first offensive drive of the game, which there were only four plays to choose from, that I thought might be a reason to be concerned. I'll share that with you when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. Do want to mention to you that your air conditioning has probably been working overtime during this very hot and humid summer, although it is nice today, isn't it? And late yesterday. If you're ready to change, you know, that whole air conditioning running 24/7 situation, you've got to consider swapping out your old windows for newer, high-quality windows. And my recommendation would be to give Window Nation a chance to do that. Window Nation has the product, they've got the team, and they've got the offer right now. First of all, 50% off on all window styles with no money down, no payments, and no interest charged for 2 years. So that means by the time you start paying for these windows, it'll be the year 2027. Jaden Daniels will have a $500 million contract signed, more likely than not. You will have had 2 years to save big on your air conditioning and heating bills. And you also have a lifetime warranty on the windows. And when you start paying, you'll be paying half price because it's 50% off. The installation crews at Window Nation, they have more experience than anybody out there. They've gotten 45,000 five-star reviews, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and a 96% customer satisfaction rating. The product itself, you get to choose from over 1,500 window styles. They measure each window three times to ensure those windows fit perfectly and keep your home comfortable year round. Give Window Nation the first shot. That's all I ask if you've been thinking about new windows. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Mention my name. They'll schedule a fast, free in-home estimate. It'll take an hour or less. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.